Hello, everyone. It's time for Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hoke, a weekly show about your life and your money. Life is what it's all about, and nothing quite touches so many areas of your life in so many ways as money. And this show covers both. There's something here for everyone, from young money to retirement, from the young at heart to the grandchildren, from recipes to home remedies, and from car repair to Medicare, some news you can use, and the corny joke of the week you can tell your children and grandchildren. It's all here. Give me 30 minutes and I'll give you tips and tricks to a better life. So let's get started. We've got a lot to cover today, so let's start with one of my favorite topics, grandchildren. If you're like most grandparents, you're always looking for ways to connect and interact with your grandchildren. I have a granddaughter that lives in another state. I don't see her as much as the other grandchildren, so I'm always looking for ways to connect and interact with her. Well, I found out that she loves corny jokes. I found out they all like corny jokes. So this segment is called Julie Jokes, and you might just want to try them on your children and your grandchildren. Here we go. What is long and thin and brown like a stick? Any guesses? Crickets? Give up? Another stick. Hey, I said it was a corny joke, but the children love it, and I love the children. While we're talking about grandchildren, here is some good news. You may live longer if you're raising your grandchildren. I saw a study recently that was done by an insurance company that said you could live up to 6 years longer if you're raising a grandchild. That's a little over 3 years on average and almost 6 years at the top end. Now, it makes sense, too, when you think about it. You're going to be more active and not just sitting around after retirement if you're raising a grandchild. You're probably going to try to get them to eat healthy, and you're going to want to set a good example so you may be eating healthier, and you've got a purpose in your life. You might even get in a few checkups when they go to the doctor that you wouldn't have got in before when you take them for their checkup and visit. So there you go. Reward for something good. Time now for a word from me. Now I'm going to get on my soapbox for just a moment. One of the things that I do a lot of in my business is help people with their Medicare. Now it seems every few days I'm straightening out what I call someone's Medicare mess. People's mailboxes are just full of what I call Medicare mess mail when they're turning 65. And a lot is misleading and a lot is confusing. People turning 65 are getting phone calls from people that often live out of state even, and they have no idea what doctors or what healthcare networks are available for you locally. So no wonder so many people have a Medicare mess. I read recently that the people in the Medicare phone banks that are calling people, that you hear these calls so many times that you're getting, they're averaging 4.3 Medicare enrollments an hour, and some phone enrollers do even more. Well, there's no way that you can look at all the things that matter in that short amount of time for most people. It can sometimes take me 2 to 3 hours altogether from talking with you to gathering the information and doing the research and even calling the companies to get specific answers in many cases and run down people's medicines and figure out who their doctors are and the networks and their health conditions and then come up with an answer and some real facts to get back with someone and let them see their options and let them make their decision by matching up products and companies that best fill their needs. Do yourself a favor. Schedule a short appointment with me by phone or in person about 3 months before you turn 65. And then I can walk you through the signing up for Medicare and explain the mistakes that can cost you lifetime penalties and help give you choices that actually fit your needs. And it won't cost you a thing. Even if you don't do business with me, it won't cost you a thing. But it might cost you a lot if you don't. So for goodness sakes, at least talk to someone local. There. I feel better now. Time now for the recipe of the week. My family likes chili, and it's a pretty easy meal, doesn't cost too much to make, and you can always throw something at it like a grilled cheese sandwich. You can make up a big pot and even freeze some for no-cook nights. We like the kind that you get at the hamburger joints, the chain of restaurants where they serve chili too, and you don't have to go there though. You can make it yourself with our copycat recipe. You can also adjust it to suit yourself, customize the recipe when you make it yourself. Now, I'm not a big celery fan, so I don't put celery in myself, and you can tune it to suit you and your hungry crew if you want. You can find the recipe in the show notes at www.scotthogue.info. That's Scott Hogue, S-C-O-T-T-H-O-G-U-E.info. In the coming weeks, I'm going to have some Instapot recipes and some low-carb recipes. My wife is the low-carb lady. She makes this low-carb cheesecake. Now get this, she makes it in the Instapot. I thought it sounded crazy myself until I tried it, and it turned out great. So more recipes next week. Time now for useless facts. How do you say hotel in Russian? In Russia, they say hotel like this. Hotel. Hotel is a French word. We all say it like the French that came up with the word say it. There is your useless fact for today. Use it with your friends. Moving on. Okay. Time now for Young Money. Let's talk debt, inflation, and retirement. I want you to go to usdebtclock.org sometime. That's usdebtclock.org. And I'm going to link to it on the website in the show notes at www.scotthogue.info. Now spend some time there, and you're going to see some scary numbers. And this applies to everyone, not just Young Money, but the younger you are, the scarier it gets because you've got longer to face. Well, we have crossed $28 trillion in regular debt through our government. And there's nothing really regular about it. As far as I can tell, it's the highest debt that any government in the history of the world has ever had. Think of that just as the household budget and the credit cards for our government. It's what they admit to having on the books. But we're also hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt through obligations to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, and a lot of other obligations. And you can see that on the website, too, and that isn't even in the $28 trillion that they're counting. They think we may add another $5, maybe $6 trillion more in budget debt before the year is out, and the latest COVID package is $1.9 trillion. That makes it nearly $6 trillion that we have spent on COVID shutdowns, relief, and stimulus package through the government. I'd like to point out that it is $6 trillion that we didn't have to spend. How much is $1 trillion anyway? Laid end-to-end, end-to-end now, $1 trillion bills would go from here to the sun and 3 million more miles beyond the sun. Or at $1 a second, it would take almost 32,000 years to pay off $1 trillion. And that is just $1 trillion without interest. Now, how are they going to pay for all that borrowed money? They're going to raise taxes and tax the stuffing out of you. And then they're going to print even more money. And it isn't a secret. They're working on bills in Congress every day that spell it all out. And it's just a matter of time till they pass more and more of them. They have to have the money to cover the runaway spending, or at least enough to roll it over. Now, some of the experts say that our unfunded obligations that don't show on the actual budget are actually close to $200 trillion, and some say it's over $200 trillion. And it's hard to get the numbers, the information, so that we can get good numbers on it. But I can tell you this, we know that whatever the numbers are, they aren't good. Take Social Security and Medicare. There are over 12,000 people every day turning 65 and adding to the rolls for Social Security and Medicare. Now, someone has to pay for all of this, and they rob Social Security, so the money that they paid into that is gone. And I know it's supposed to be in securities, but guess what? We owe for the securities. They're U.S. government securities. So who is going to pay for all of this? Your grandparents living on Social Security? No. If you're younger, say 50 or 40 or under, especially 30 and under, they're coming after you. They've already started on retirement accounts, but they know that won't be enough, and the debt will still be going strong when your grandparents are up playing harps and playing golf in the clouds. You have a target on you, and you had better figure out how to get out from under it. Now, take the $6 trillion in COVID stimulus and the relief money so far. How much does every man, woman, boy, and girl in the United States owe just to cover that deficit spending? In round numbers, it's about $18,750 each. Now, that's pretty expensive just to get a few $1,000 checks here and there and a $600 check. But wait, how can they make it worse? Well, they're borrowing it and they're printing it, which means that we're going to owe interest on it and also pay through increased inflation with the money that they're printing, even more than the added debt in just the beginning that they had to begin with. So what is a young person or young couple, young parents to do? Get a decent financial professional that isn't in cahoots with Wall Street, that's what, or in cahoots with a bank that's charging you 20% on your credit cards and paying you a tenth of a percent on your savings. Then you can get a real plan. Here's just some things that we can do just to give you some ideas. You can start a small business. Now, you may think that you can't make much money in a small business. Well, you don't have to, actually. The tax savings can be very sizable. And with compounding on what you make, a little money can become a lot of money by the time you retire. Number two, you can pay off your debt. You don't want to pay interest. You want to earn interest. Some of these credit cards will take almost 30 years to pay off if you make the minimum payments. That means that your grandchildren may be bouncing on your knee and you may still be paying for that latte down at the coffee bean you bought and charged on your credit card. Number 3, structure yourself so that you're acting as your own bank. If it were possible to pay yourself interest instead of the bank on your car purchases and anything that you would normally finance, would you be interested in that? Well, actually, there is a way to do that. We have software and strategies that have paid people out of debt in a third of the time or less than it would have taken them if they paid their debts the way that they were going about it. So that means a lot more time that you can enjoy life and set aside money for retirement. So give me a call. That's because you're young doesn't mean that you don't need to be in a hurry. And that's our section on young money today. Next, time flies when you're having fun. So I got to move on. Or as the frog said, time's fun when you're having flies. Let's get to the next segment. It's time now for our longevity tip, how to live longer and live healthier. With the cost of healthcare rising and the quality of healthcare dropping, and many companies we see are lowering health benefits and raising deductibles, and plus all these changes that we're seeing from COVID, it's more important now than ever to take care of yourself. Most people tell me that they aren't going to cut out sweets or overeating. They just give up on that. They tell me that they aren't going to cut out smoking and drinking, that they've lost the battle to willpower. They've lost out. A year with these COVID restrictions has got us addicted to all-day snacking, and we're out of the gym habit, and we're out of shape. It's just no wonder cutting out and taking away things just doesn't sound like fun at all, but you can start working on your health another way, and that is by adding things. There was this study a few years ago back in Norway that found that if you added something to your life, it increased your health and lowered the death rate by all causes, you know, even cancer. And it was cheap, too. Well, of course, you want to know what it was. Well, drinking water. The people that drank more water had fewer health issues and fewer deaths. Well, I mean, that's not earth-shaking, but how many people do it? There are a few conditions, of course, where people have to limit their water intake, but these conditions are rare, and you have to use some common sense and talk to your doctor, not drown yourself, but most people simply just don't drink enough water. Well, it's cheap and it's easy and you don't have to cut out anything. Why not ask your doctor if it'd be a good idea for you to drink more water? The add method to healthier living can work with a lot of things. You know, you could add vegetables. That wouldn't kill you, probably, and an occasional salad to your diet and even a short walk several times a week. Ask your doctor about adding things in your life to add to your life and your health. Sure. Time now for a short word from me. If you're married and you both receive Social Security checks, when one of you dies, you typically lose the smaller of your two checks. Please take a moment and ask yourself if that would affect the one that's left behind's ability to pay their bills and for the remaining spouse to live without hardships. If you see that as a problem, call me and I'll explain a way to ensure that income for the surviving spouse, and you can decide if that's something that you want to do. Just call me, and if I'm on the phone, leave me a message and I'll get back with you. It doesn't cost a thing to call, and I never pressure anyone. I try to treat people like I want to be treated. And like always, you can call my friends at Mullins Insurance Agency in Shelbyville or the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee or Access Hope at accesshope247.com, and any of them will put you in touch with me. Just tell them you want to get in touch with Scott. And now something for the women. All right. That's good. That's enough. Thank you. I am a certified women's financial coach. Now, why, if you're a certified Christian financial coach, which I am, would you go back and study and become a women's financial coach too? Well, the answer is because in many ways, women's financial circumstances, their needs and their goals are very different than men. More women are going to college than men these days, which means they may enter the workforce later, and they may have more student loan debt than men. Now, they may take years off from paying work to raise children, which is still work, but it doesn't necessarily pay financially. And that all means less Social Security and a smaller retirement fund. So women have a longer average lifespan, and they're more likely to live some years after the death of a spouse. They often have a different retirement and financial goals than men. For example, she may want an income annuity for financial security, and then maybe life insurance to leave some money to the children, and he may want to buy a bass boat. So that's why I become a certified women's financial coach. I saw these differences in my financial practice years ago. I don't think that you need to be a single woman to need a woman's financial coach. It's possible that the man will die first, and even if they don't you need to consider the woman's needs, her financial needs, and her wishes too? So the first thing you need to do is to plan before you retire, and that applies to everyone. I can't do as much to help people when you just show up at my door and say, hey, Scott, I retired, now how am I going to pay my bills? That doesn't work too well. I get that sometimes. I get something like that regularly. So if you're a woman, when you choose a financial professional, find out their qualifications for serving the special needs of women. Time now for a word from me. Everyone that has a car legally has to have car insurance. And if you own a home or you rent your home, you should either have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance. Now, there is a lot of difference in the cost for similar insurance. You can be paying different amounts for practically the same thing. So here is an area where a lot of people may be able to save money that you're wasting now by getting an up-to-date quote and being sure you get all of the discounts that you deserve. But you also want insurance that's going to cover you in case of an accident, and you want someone on your side to help you with your claims. So you don't need just the cheapest insurance and the cheapest price. You need someone that can help you compare and will help you with any claims. Well, almost 30 years ago when I moved to Tennessee, the first insurance I bought, I got from the Mullins Insurance Company in Shelbyville, Tennessee, and they're still in business today. They're family-owned and they treat people right. That's how you stay in business for 30 years. Now, if you've had a problem and you're in need of an SR-22 filing, they also specialize in that, and they can help you get back on track. They may be able to save you money by combining your car and your home insurance. There's a lot of things that they can do. Even if you don't live in Shelbyville, you can do business with them by phone. Give them a call at 931-684-7436. That's 931-684-7436, or search for Mullins Insurance on the internet and tell them Scott sent you. Hot topic time. One of the hottest questions for the near and over 60 crowd is, when should I take my Social Security? Well, it depends on your circumstances, of course. If you have to have it now to live, then you have to start it now. You just don't have any choice. If you can wait, the monthly payment will go up until you're 70, but no more after 70, so there's hardly any reason to wait beyond 70. If you can wait, in many cases, that increases spousal benefits for a qualifying spouse, so that's a consideration if you have a spouse that draws off of your benefits. On the other hand, if you have a reason to believe that you won't live a normal lifespan, or that you'll have some disability that would prevent you from enjoying your activities in retirement, like traveling, or having a hobby, or anything you might want to do later in your later years, then that would be a good reason to retire and start sooner drawing your Social Security. One strategy is to draw down your retirement money first and before you start your Social Security. So when you draw down your retirement money, then that money, that income, isn't counting against your Social Security because you hadn't started it yet, so it doesn't make it taxable. And in the meantime, you've put off drawing your Social Security, so that benefit is growing as you put it off, as you defer. With more and more talk about retirement taxes, you might get your money out before changing rules will beat you to it. I don't know why more people don't do this, but it may be because they just hadn't heard of the strategy. You could start drawing early with a reduced benefit at the age of 62, but unless you have a disability or some special condition, you can't start your Medicare health insurance until you're 65. So if you're losing employer-paid health benefits and you're drawing your retirement now and you've retired, having to pay the full amount of your health care out of pocket, that could be a concern. Now, I do have some options that can work for a lot of people, and you might want to check with me there, but still it's a concern that we need to talk about. Now, if you draw your Social Security money out early and still work, you could also receive a penalty. And if you make too much money, that would reduce your Social Security benefit in the short run. Now, theoretically, it would count in your favor in the long run. Yes, it is complicated, and if you want to talk it over with me and see what your options are so you can make an informed decision, just give me a call. This is a good time to get the message out that I answer financial questions. If you want your question answered the next week on the show, just say, Scott, you can use this question on the show. But if you want to keep your question private and just between us, just say, Scott, I'd like to keep this question private. Now, you can call me or email me through the show website to ask your question, www.scotthogue.info, scotthogue.info. Click on the contact button at scotthogue.info. You've probably heard the commercials. If you've saved over $200,000, and I think now they're saying $250,000 in some of the commercials, if you've saved that much for retirement, call us, and we'll tell you how to give us your money. Well, that's pretty close to what they're really saying, isn't it? If you've got enough money, we'll talk to you, and then we'll take your money. But what if you haven't saved over $250,000 for retirement? What if you haven't saved $200,000 or even $100,000 for retirement? What do you do? Well, you can call me and I'll work with you on strategies to set back some money, make it grow and protect it from taxes. I'll help you with health care, Medicare, and Social Security. We see inflation in many things now. What you can live on now isn't going to work for you in the future. You can't buy gasoline today for what it cost last year. And the same is true with food, housing, and utilities, and health care. Social Security isn't really enough to enjoy life on. You know, Medicare and health care are complicated and getting more complicated all the time. Most people know that Social Security is really facing some real challenges that may change the benefits that people receive and the taxes that they pay on those benefits. And the majority of people over 65 are going to need some kind of skilled care before they die. And with COVID changing things, I don't know that anyone wants to wind up in a nursing home. If you haven't got a plan for these things, you're at the mercy of the system, and the system really doesn't have much mercy. You may have someone down at the Internal Revenue Service that you love so much that you want to give them your money and live off of bread and water and sleep in a tent, or you may not care if you have sufficient medical coverage in retirement, and you want to owe the doctors and the nursing homes and fight off the bill collectors as a hobby. Maybe you'd be happy if your surgery was done out of network on your arm and your leg, and now you owe a arm and a leg on your arm and a leg. I don't know. I'm trying to keep it light and joke about it, but really, it isn't a laughing matter. I do know you can call me, and it won't cost you a penny. I'll show you options that I can offer. I really want to help. And if you do have over $250,000 or any amount of money, I have some options for you too, because you certainly don't want to lose what you've worked so hard for. You can call me at 931-580-5567. That's 931-580-5567. Now, I know it's so hard to get a phone number while you're listening to the radio. I rent an office from Mullins Insurance Company in Shelbyville. And you can look them up on the internet and call them. You can find their number there and they'll connect you to me. And I also partner with the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee. So you can look them up and they'll connect you with me. And also Access Hope. And you can find them at www.accesshope247.com. Or you can Google my company, Eastbrook Financial Services. That's my company, and I'm usually at the top of the Google search page, and you can contact me through the website. But contact me, and let's plan for a happy retirement. No joking. If you'd like to have your business mentioned on this program, then please contact me. Of course, you'll have to have a business that I can support with a good track record so I can honestly recommend you. And you'll have to offer some special offer now to my listeners because I have to take care of the listeners. But for radio, it's not expensive and you'll be heard on several radio stations. And it could be the best advertising money you've ever spent. Just use the contact information that I give for reaching me on the show. I would like to increase the network of business owners that I can recommend, and that way we can all help each other as we get back to business after COVID. Now for our car corner. A lot of people are buying used cars these days, and with the rental companies getting rid of some of their stock, and new cars were selling slow during COVID, but that's picked up now since they've had the sales incentives to get the new car sales going again. So the trade-ins are hitting the market, and you just might get a good deal on a good used car. One of the common things that can go wrong with a car is the head gasket will leak or the head will crack and leak, and you don't want that. That can be a very expensive repair. I have some ways here for you that you might just be able to tell the car has a head gasket problem, a head leak problem, before you have a billfold leak problem. One, if it's bad enough, the motor will run rough, and you might even see a light brown residue at the top of the antifreeze when you take the cap off, or you might see a brownish coating, frothy coating on the radiator cap. But you got to remember, never remove the radiator cap on a hot engine. You always want to make sure it's cold or you could be badly burned. Two, you might see a light brown residue on the oil filler cap, a light tannish, frothy residue on the oil filler cap where coolant and oil have mixed, which is always a bad thing. And three, if you warm the engine up, this is the one a lot of people don't know. If you warm up the engine and you remove the oil dipstick, if you drop a few drops of oil on the hot exhaust manifold, if there's no water in the oil, it'll just spread out flat, maybe smoke a little bit. But if there's some coolant in the oil, which we don't want, the oil will bubble as the water in it boils. It should flatten out smoke a little bit, maybe. But if there's water in it, of course, water boils and you'll see little bubbles in it. You can thank me later. A new car tip every week, so be sure you don't miss the program. I have lived in Tennessee for almost 30 years now, and it's just a great place to live and a wonderful place to raise a family. There's just a lot of good people here. Recently, with all this rain, my wife's van got stuck in the mud, and I want to give a shout-out to Mike Boland for stopping by to help me. I didn't know Mike from Adam, and he stopped to help me right there. There was also another couple, and I'm going to have to see if they're okay with me mentioning their names on the radio. They were just as helpful. I found out later that Mike is a general handyman and a contractor, and he also hauls gravel, so I hired him and his friend Chance Pickett that works with him, he's got his own business, to bring out several loads of gravel and spread it for a new driveway. If you need anything around the house, I just have to give a shout out to Mike, and there's no need to write his number down, or Chance's phone number for his crawl space business where he does encapsulation and the French drains and all the things that you can do under a crawl space. I'll give you their number when you get in touch with me. Just contact me any of the ways I mention on the show, and I'll get you their numbers. When you need a handyman, call Mike. I can tell you it was awful handy for him to stop by when we were stuck in the mud. Now, speaking of good and helpful people, this is a good time to tell you about Access Hope. You may have seen their billboards in the Middle Tennessee area. These days, with the additional stress of COVID, with everything that's changing, it just seems like it's hard on everyone. If you're struggling and you feel like you just can't go on, if you need some help, and you wonder if anyone cares, if you feel alone in this world, you can call Access Hope any hour of the day or night and talk to someone that cares and is there to help you. Most importantly, you'll be talking to someone that cares, but they also will be trained and certified to be able to help you with the resources to help you. If you need to talk to a licensed counselor, you're not going to have to wait a day or two, or even a week, as sometimes you have to, for an appointment. While you're on the phone, they will three-way call in a licensed counselor. They have many resources, and they're here to help day or night, any day, any hour. They are there right now for you, and they're there to follow up with you. There's no voicemail or press one for this and two for that. A real-life person is going to answer the phone, someone that is waiting for you to call. And if you're looking for a good cause to help, if you're looking to volunteer somewhere that will really make a difference in people's lives and in the lives of families, then call Access Hope and offer to volunteer. They need volunteers for several positions, and whatever position you fill, you'll be trained and certified for that position. Now, there's no reason to worry that you won't know what to do, because Access Hope is very organized. They're very serious about what they do. They'll give you the training and the tools to help people along with supervision as you learn. You'll be helping people at Access Hope with a wonderful track record for helping others. I don't know how to say this any different than this. You can make a difference in someone's life, and sometimes all the difference. Now, probably the best way to reach Access Hope for help or to learn more about them is to go to www.accesshope247.com. That's www.accesshope247.com. And you can find the phone number right there. Now, if you're on your cell phone, you can click the phone number or on the Call Now button, and it'll dial the number for you. That's www.accesshope247.com. If you call Access Hope, you aren't alone anymore. It's really where new hope begins. You hear that music? That means our time together on the radio this week is almost over. But you can call me on the phone or reach me through my partners or the show website. And I should have the podcast of the show up on the website a day or two after the broadcast. Now they tell me I've got to read these disclaimers. Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hogue is copyright protected by Scott Hogue and Hogue on Life Publishing 2021, all rights reserved. The information on the show is provided for entertainment for educational purposes only. It's not in any way to be considered personal or professional advice. Your circumstances are unique, and Scott Hogue or his associates cannot be responsible for your decisions based on public information provided by Scott Hogue or his associates through this show, the podcast, or printed material. We simply don't know your personal facts. Wherever there's risk, we must insist that you seek professional advice from a competent professional in that field. Scott Hogue does not provide health care, mental health advice, and refers you to your doctor, your mental health care, your medical health care professional for professional advice. And remember, tax laws and regulations change frequently, so see your tax professional for up-to-date information. Now, you can contact me by phone at 931-580-5567 or through my partners at the Mullins Insurance Agency in Shelbyville, Tennessee, Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com, or through the show website at www.scotthogue.info. Remember, if you're struggling, remember someone cares. They're there for you at www.accesshope247.com. at any hour of the day or night, and the call is free. Till next week, be blessed and bring back a friend.